Hi, this is Artie Davis, also known as Remus Powers PHB, and I'm on the road with Dane, WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and honored to have on the line with us one of the preeminent personalities in the world of barbecue, an author. He is a founder of the American Royal International Sauce Rub and Base Contest. He is the 2016 BBQ Hall of Famer as well, the one and only Artie Davis, also known as Remus Power PHB. Artie, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you, Dane. That's a very flattering introduction.
It's just you. It's just me reading the bio. So you've come a long way, and you've done a lot of really cool stuff.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. And I'm anxious to see you this October down in Wiseman Park in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Well, for the Jack, and people who listen to the program are familiar with, you know, the Jack and what it is and what it means. And you say I'm excited to see you too. It'll be great to see you again down there. What's really exciting is for some of those teams that found out just this week that everyone will be seeing them there as part of the draw. So kind of give a little bit of a snapshot on how it works. It's different and unique to any other kind of barbecue contest for the Jack.
You can almost hear the celebrations worldwide. It's one of the most coveted contests to participate in and to judge in the world. The Jack Daniel's qualifies anyone who's won a major barbecue contest or official state-sanctioned contest. And then all those names go into a hopper, and they're drawn. As you had mentioned, the draw happened. So the result is you get the best of the best in the whole world, because you have different countries, you have every state in the United States represented. It's just the ultimate place you want to be for great barbecue in the fall. And that's it. I haven't seen the list, but I'm excited to see it, and I know it's going to have some champions. I'm expecting Tuffy Stone will be there because he won Memphis in May this year.
For sure.
Grand champion.
Yeah.
So, and that's a major contest.
If you win Memphis in May, if you win the American Royal, if you win the Houston Rodeo, then I don't want to say grandfathered in, but you get an automatic.
Yeah, it's automatic. It's automatic, yeah. And then the rest you have to qualify, as I just mentioned. But yeah, there are some contests that if you win Grand Champion, you're automatically coming to the Jack. Tuffy Stone, I think, won it three times. So
yes.
And I'm hoping we see Myron Mixon there this year. And Big Bob Gibson, you know, some of the greatest teams you'll ever see end up coming to the Jack. Not every year, but some years.
If you're a fan of barbecue, and if you're a fan of some of those kind of great and iconic personalities and teams, it's great to see them there. But what's really great about it, Artie, is that you see as much as other people are excited and some of the other teams are excited to see, I guess maybe, you know, some of their heroes or some of the stars of the sport, is like they seem super happy to be there too. It's an honor, regardless of how big you are. Even for Myron Mixon, it's an honor to be there.
That's right. Yeah, everyone who's there just feels very, very honored to be there. And, you know, there's a lot of fun. Of course, that's right near the distillery where the local product is made. And they make an exception down in Wiseman Park. The county is a dry county, but the powers that be make an exception for Wiseman Park as long as you drink responsibly and not any open containers. So it's all around great celebration.
It is. It's a setting too that from a travel destination, and on this show we talk about whether it's family road trips or road trip destinations, and to be there to see the Jack Daniel's distillery is really something special. It's a moment in time. So much history is captured there, and then in the hollow, as they call it, I mean, it's just a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's the fall, so the leaves are starting to turn, and you can smell that hickory smoke in the air, and you can smell some of the distillery aromas for that whiskey distilling in the distilleries. It's just it's hard to explain if you're not there. But you also get the aroma of funnel cakes and roasted corn and all kinds of other you know, fried pies, great southern foods.
It's a great festival. So, and I wanted to get this from you too, because, you know, as a person, I'm a certified barbecue judge and member of the KCBS and all that kind of stuff. And you think to yourself, like, how do you judge something that is like that prestigious? And well, you just have to have things kind of standardized and uniform so that there's, you know, so that there's a process with it and all that. And when it comes to the oath, it is one of the fun moments on the judge side for people to go ahead and kind of share the camaraderie that is barbecue and also the commitment to excellence. And and you are the guy who actually came up with that, correct?
I wrote that oath in 1984 when I started the sauce contest in our backyard patio. And then later, the Barbecue Society asked if they could adapt it to the oath for the judges, and I said, of course. And so it's been official ever since then, like probably since 1988 or so.
Wow. That's crazy. You think of all the contests around the world, right? And all of those
everyone
happening.
Everyone has to take the oath.
That's amazing. That's, you know, I think that's that's such a cool thing. And then something that's a little bit different for the Jack, too, is the apron. So I have an apron from the Jack Daniel that is signed by an Artie Davis, a Reams Power PHB. Yes. And so I have one of those, a coveted item. But that's something that's kind of cool and unique, as you see the judges. And oftentimes, there's certainly barbecue stars there, but people that come from, I think, all walks of notoriety are excited to judge the Jack.
I'd say it's a microcosm of the barbecue consumer public, including, you know, some of the superstars, and everybody has a great time. It's an equal playing field, and for the teams as well as the judges, you know, everyone does their best.
And then before the judging starts, everyone's kind of signs. So you almost leave with what is sort of a game-used jersey from a sports comparison, and it's autographed.
That's right. It's a coveted thing. You know, I gave my last year's one to my son, and it's a real treasure to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to get this from you, too, because having been there since the beginning, the guy who penned the oath that is there for every competition, and you brought up the fact that there are people around the world that are excited about participating in the Jack from all these different countries. I think last year, 20 maybe countries. And so as you've seen it kind of progress, where it seems like the, you know, barbecue competition and barbecue as a sport, the interest is really increasing around the world.
It is. It's fun to, there's an international team section. It's really fun to go visit those teams as well as the other teams. And I get to do that through the distribution of the Magic Hickory Nuts. That's a tradition we only do at the Jack. And I take some hickory nuts from the local area that have been marinated in Jack Daniels and some secret seasonings, put some magic in them. And then we have the logo of the contest screen printed onto each nut. So they become real collector's items. And I tell people, the teams, that the team that takes the magic nut wins the contest. Of course, I had to make sure every team gets a nut. Otherwise, the magic would not prevail.
It wouldn't be as verifiable. Well, I wanted to ask you this, too, is that, you know, if you're lucky enough on the team side of things and competitor to be able to participate in the Jack once, you know you're doing something. If you've been there multiple times, where you're able to develop some rituals, right, you know you're really exceptional. So talk a little bit about it, if you can share a couple of those team rituals that happen.
Well, some of the rituals are secret, but as just a general guideline, it involves some gentleman jack, usually, and some right before the turn-in, usually, or before they light their fires. It depends on the team. And they'll pour a round of gentleman jack and say some of their own ritual words and raise a toast and drink it down. And obviously it works for some teams because they win.
Yes. You want to do everything that you can and within your power. And for those people that want to make it down there and be a part of it all from just viewing, it's a great festival. The town itself is great. It comes alive. There's festivals, street parties, parades, and all that kind of stuff that happens during the Jack. And I think all year long, you know, the distillery is there and there's so much to see on the history side as well as that goes too. So Artie, we're going to let you go. Let the listeners know we're talking with Artie Davis. He's Remus Powers PHB. He's one of the preeminent barbecue personalities. He will be front and center at the Jack, and of course you can see him as a barbecue Hall of Famer as well. So Artie, do you have any ways, like social media wise, for people to kind of keep up with you or check out the books or anything?
I'm one of those dinosaurs. You can Google my name and the books, access the books will appear. But, you know, I don't do the social media. I'm one of those old timers that I can hardly keep up with email. Google me and you tracked me down, so I'm trackable.
The best way to see Artie is you can see him through his books, right? And you can go to Amazon for that or Google it and find it at a bookstore near you. And then, of course, see him down in October in the Hollow at the Jack, the one and only Artie Davis. Artie, thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, Dane. We'll see you soon.